It's not. You have less oimer. Slap. Misaser. Tomorrow's. Taste the berries. We have yoinois. And the fruit itself, the kafrisin. And the peel around it, all you have to take off trumas and maisers. Mashma, the leaf itself, no. But these all have a shame for you on it. We have the kiva oimer. Ain misaser. I love yoinois. He holds no. But nay shu pri. What min here is called a pri? Only the fruit itself. But the shell around it, or else the berries, don't have to have a din maiser. So Melo, Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rav, holds like Rabbi Akiva. Now what's called the fruit? Only the ikar pri itself. Therefore, for Orla, he was only makbir on ikar pri to throw away, but everything else he ate. For the Gemara of a name, Allah Rabbi Akiva. Why don't Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rav, say outright, I pass with Rabbi Akiva. Now what's called the fruit? Only the main fruit, nothing else. So the Gemara, no. Iyam, Allah Rabbi Akiva, if he would have said, Halakas Rabbi Akiva, Hava, mean I would think, Afilu Beretz, even in Eretz Yisrael, he paskins like this, that what's Mechuyiv and Meiser, only the Ikar Apri and not the shell around it. Kamash Malon, by saying that only in all in Chutzlorets it's Mutter, Kamash Malon, no, only in Chutzlorets I paskin like Rabbi Akiva. Because the klal is, Kol HaMeikul Beretz, whenever you have a Machlokes, what's Halakha is in Eretz Yisrael, even though he's Meikul in Eretz Yisrael, Halakha Kamaiser in Chutzlorets. And Chutzlorot is only Midirabonim to go to the boss of the Mekom. So Orla, the first 3 years, is only also Chutzlorot Midirabonim. Therefore, you could go to the boss of the Kula, Rebbe Kiva Shita, that holds what's called the Pri, only the Avionis Ika Pri itself. But the shell around it is not called the Pri. Avu Borit, light. But in Eretz Yisrael, he doesn't hold like Rebbe Kiva. In Eretz Yisrael, he demands him to Tanakam to Rebbe Lezer. For the Gemara, Bezei Vaita. The name of Lachak Abakiva Bechutzlorot. Let him say out the whole Abakiva only in Chutzlorot. Why the Cholameko Borot Alachak Maisa Bechutzlorot? So the Gemara, no. Yomach, even if we say like this, Hava Mina, I would think, Hani Mili Gabi Maisa. His Abakiva's Ikadin is by Maisa. What's Mechuyiv in Maisa? Only the Avyanis itself. So I would think it's only possible Kiva Hilkos Maisa. Why? Well, Gabi Maisa, Hani Mili Gabi Maisa Elon. By a tree, fruits. The Boaretz Gufa Midrabonin. Even in Eretz Yisrael, the Chid to take off Trumas and Maisus on fruits is only Midrabonin. Because Midiraisa, Rashi says, Gabi Maisa, Tatar Lachai Belaster Vela Dogon Tirish for Yitzur. Midiraisa, the Chid to take off Trumas and Maisus is only from Dogon, from the five mini grains, and Tirish for Yitzur, from wine and from oil. That's all. But all other fruits, the Chid of Trumas and Maisus is only Midrabonin. So I would think, when do I pass on Rabbi Akiva in Chutzlorets? Only by Maiser of fruits, which even Eretz Yisrael is only Midirabonin. Avol Gabi Orla. Vashenkin by Hilchas Orla. Of fruits. The Beretz Midiraisa. There we have a tree growing in Eretz Yisrael. The first 3 years, the Peretz are also Midiraisa in Eretz Yisrael. So I would think, aim of a Chutzlorets, I'm an Igzer. I would think even a Chutzlorets, that Orla is only Midirabonin. Still, we should make this very result. You can't eat even the shell around the fruit. Kamash Mala know that Orla, since in Chutzlor, it's only with the Rabbonim, I make like a Bekiva Shita, that you can eat the berries and the leaves and even the outer shell you're allowed to eat. Just the fruit itself is called the Pri, that's also for Orla. That's the way of Yehuda Marav Paskins. So the Marmaisa. Ravina Ashechele Ma Baravashi, the Kozorik of Yoinis. Yes, he also did like Rav Yehuda Marav. That on Orla, he threw away only the Ika fruit itself, the Kocha Kafrisin. But the shell around the fruit that he ate, even though it was Orla, the first 3 years, he owed you a lot to eat this. It is not called the fruit. Omalei, so he said, my diet is called Rabbi Akiva. Why are you Makel so much? Because you owe like Rabbi Akiva the Makel. Since he's Makel even in Eretz Yisrael, Tivu don't eat, so we don't pass him like Rabbi Akiva, but the Chutzlots were Makel. Correct to my bizlay, if you're looking for kulis, beloved Maka Beshamai, why don't you even hold like Beshamai? The Mekel's fate will soon say he's even more Mekel, that even the Ikar fruit itself you should be allowed to eat. The Tanan, Tlaf, what about this caper tree? Beshamai Oimrim Klaim Bekerim. If you plant this tree in the middle of the grapes, you should know you're over the Issa Klaia Kerim. Even though Klaim is only geared to Zeroyim, to vegetables, Vice says he holds this tree is not called the tree, it's not called the Priate, it's called Zeroyim. Who still loimrim though? No, ain't klein mekerim. This caper tree is called a tree. It's not called zroim. There wouldn't be any yis if you planted in the kerim. V'yelo moidim, both are moidim shechayev orla. That this caper tree is called a tree, and you chayev orla the first 3 years you can't eat it. for the Gemara in Beishamai Tefira, Hagufa Kasha, Omar to you, Beishamai say, Tzlaf Beishamai Yermim, Klayim Bekerim, you are saying you're not allowed to plant this caper tree in the middle of the grapes. Alma min Yeriku, you're saying it's called like Yerik, therefore it's Klayim Bekerim. Vodatonim, then you yourself say, Elu Velu Moidim Shechayim Biola, you say there's a Chi of Ola. That means the first 3 years you're not allowed to eat these pears. A lach of Ola is only going to trees. As long as they get the fruit that grows off a tree, you can't eat it the first 3 years. But vegetables, you're allowed to eat the first year. So Monashuk, what do you, Beishamai, hold? Do you hold this slap, this caper tree, is it a fruit, or is it a vegetable? Alma, minilanu, chutzestira. And the Gemara hold like Kasha. Beishamai, the pshat is, vuke mesafkule. Beishamai has a suffix, lu. Veyavdi, hochle churma, vochle churma. He's going the churma both ways. So he's mesupik, whether it's called a tree or whether it's called a zroyim, so he goes both ways. So tomorrow, mikol mokim lebeishamai lechura hevelay sofer gola. According to Beishamai, this should remain a sofer gola. Because according to Beishamai, this slap tree is a sofik if it's called a tree or not called a tree. So it's a sofer gola. Utanan is a new halacha, sofek olan chutzlor tismuta. That that Orla is also in Chutzlars here is only if you know Vadli is Orla. That's why the Meister, we're not makbel, we buy our fruits. We don't have to be makbel here in America to make sure it's the fruits of 3-year-old tree. Even if it's the fruit of a 1-year-old tree, we're allowed to eat it. Because the fruit's only a suffix to us, what it is. And suffix in Chutzlars is mutter. Utanan, suffix Orla. Let's say you have a suffix if this tree is 3 years old or not. Berat Yisrael also, and that's the soul which in Issa Diraisa, you have to be machmer. Uve Surya, and that's only with the Rabbonin, Mutter, it's Mutter. Uve Chutzlorit, Mashenkin, Chutzlorit, Yorid Velokeya. Your mama shall let her go down to the farm and buy it off the farmer, Uve Vachla Yerenu Loki. As long as you didn't see him, mamash go and pick it off. So Drash Vachla Yerenu Hachove Shuleket Minanatiyas. Even though, as long as you don't see him mamash pick off the young 1-year-old tree, you're allowed to eat the fruits. So anytime you have a suffix, if this fruit is orla or not, then chutzlo you're allowed to eat it. So according to Beishamai, a tzlaf tree is a suffix orla or not, because he's mesupik whether this tree is called a tree or called a vegetable. So according to Beishamai, you should be allowed to eat all the fruits of this tree during orla, during the first 3 years. So if you're looking for coolies, why are you only making like the Bekivam? Be making like the Beishamai. And eat even the Kafris, even the Yenis also. And the Gemara portion. We have Bekivam, but Mokim, we have Lez, Avdin, and Kavasai. At least there's a Machlekes, so Bekivam can make a Bebeleza. So even though in Eretz Yisrael, we're Machl like Bebeleza, and Chuslos, I'll make like the Bekivam. Mashenkin, who Beishamai, the Mokim, Beisilla, in the Mishnah. We have a Machlekes, Beishamai, Beisilla. Since we pass like Beisilla, Beishamai is not called the Mishnah at all. So it's not even called a mandiyama to be makelon. Shrashi ain't a mishnah. The ain't a suffik yelavadi. A bizarre tzlaf tree is not called a suffik orlo the first 3 years. It's considered like a vadi orlo. So therefore, if you know you have you're growing a tzlaf tree in the backyard, and you know it's only 2 years old, it has it in orlo. So therefore, he held that the pre itself he threw away. It was orlo's osabano. But the rest of it, yeah, it's like the bikini. For the Gemara now, Akasha, the tefik lay the nafta shayim alapri. We ask Akasha, even according to Rabbi Kiva, how could you say that what's called the fruit only like the Evyonis itself is called its fruit? Vashek came the kafrisin, that's the shell around it, like an orange shell, that's not called the fruit. Therefore, it's mutatit anola. For the Akasha, but even though it's not a fruit, the tefik lay the nafta shayim alapri. It's a shaymer, it's something that's watching the fruit. Rachmana Omer, the Torah says by Ola, the first 3 years, we are out there more lost by Espiriyoi, a new pasuk Espiriyoi. What are we dashing? As Hatoful Espiriyoi, something that's toful to the fruit itself, or my new Shema the fruit. The Shema, the something that's watching, like the shell around the fruit, even though the shell itself is not edible, but since it's watching the fruit, the Hilchos Ola, it's considered like the pre, and it's also. So how could you say this kafrisin? You're allowed to eat the shell around the avyonis, around the fruit itself. The chur, the shell, should be like a shomer. And the shomer is also an orla. Rashi, but typically, dinamik, Rabbi Kiva, even more hold like Rabbi Kiva, the omelinian meister. So Kiva himself was talking about trumas and meisteris. The last terininu. He said there, what do you have to take off meister from? Only from the avyonis ikapri.
But the shell around it is not called an oichel. You don't have to take off trumas and maizes. That's good for maizes. Of a linyan orlo, but negayet havalach of orlo should be asir, should be also kafritin. He's the shell around the fruit should be also for orlo. Devil eshoiner. Because since the fruit, the shell around it is a watcher, the shoiner for the pre, hilchas orlo, that's also also. On my rova, the teretz is, on my rova, heichi amrinan, the nasa shoim of the pre. When do we say something that's watching the pre, has a lach of orlo like the pre itself? Heichi the isa bein matalash bein mechuber. Even after you pull it off the tree, the shoimer is still on it like an orange peel. Even after you peel the orange off, you still have the peel around it, that's called the shoimer. Abahocho, by this clap, by this ephionis, this prehim, the mechuberisa. When do we have this shell around this fruit? Only when it's attached to the tree. The tolish, but later when you pull this fruit off the tree, later, the kafrisin, the shell around it is not here anymore. Trashi, the tolish, later, soifish, neiflemenu. It falls off by itself. Kishimagil is special. Even when the fruit is still on the tree, this shell falls off the fruit by itself. That's not called a shamer. The shamer only means something that's on it even after you pull off the tree. But the more eisvei abayit, have a kashra on that you say. Pitmo shorimun. Pitmo arimun is what? Pomegranate. The pitmo, that's like the flower around it. Shrashi pitmo shorimun ha perach, the flower. Shebroish on the top of it. Kain sheesh the tapuchim. You have around an apple, a flower on top of it. Is mitzarefis. That's mitzaref to the rima to the pomegranate. Self ilchus tumma. By tumma, you have to have a shear of a kebetz oichum. And then if a sheris touches this makabal tumma, let's say you have a rima that's a little bit less than a beitza, and this pitma, this flower, makes it to into a size of a beitza, it's makabal tumma then. Vashenkein vanecheloi. Vanecheloi, that's like the pre around, that's like the shell around it. The outer shell around the pomegranate ain't mitzarf. It's not mitzarf. So if you only have less than a beitza of the pomegranate, and this outer shell is the kizamakabatum. Now, me the kamer on nature and mitzarif, since you say the nate, the outer shell around the pomegranate, is not mitzarif, al mod lav oichelu. The Kuri is saying it's not considered an oichel, that's why it's not makabatum. The Tony Gabrioli, no, we learned by Hilchos Orlo, klipe rimoin. What about the klipin? That's the snake. The klipin, the shell around the pomegranate. Of our nature loy, and has klipa remind means the ika shell that we have got a pomegranate right now. Our nature loy, that's the outer shell that grows on it when it's on the tree. Klipa yagoizin who are nutshells, the hagarinim, and the pit of all fruits, is chayavim borla. You see, it is chayav borla. So what do you see? You see the shell around the remind is also considered orla. It's considered a shayma to the pre, that's called part of the pre, filchus orla. Now this remoin, this pomegranate, this outer shell falls off it before it comes off the tree. And when we get a pomegranate, we only have the inside shell. The outside shell fell off it before when it's still on the tree. And still we see for Orla, the outside shell, the remoin, is called a pre. So that kasha by us. Why do we say die the kafrisin? You're allowed to eat the kafrisin, that's the shell around its last pre, that shell around it is also called a shayma. Rashi, Chayavim ba'Ola, the Rachmana Rabbinu, the Torah says a Shomer is called a pre for Ola. Me'ez period, v'atopol a period. Now, behind Nate, this outer shell around the pomegranate, lays the Shomer betolish. Shekeshin is Yavish, when the fruit starts to get ripe, is Neufel mi'ala klipa. It falls off the klipa itself. And still we see Filthus Ola, it's called a pre. So Chori, still you see a shame of a pre could be called a shamer, even though it's not there later when it's pulled off the tree. Even though it's only watching when it's on the tree, still it's called a shamer. So a back shreya by us, by the slap tree, how come you're allowed to eat the kafritzin, the shell around the avyain is, it's a watcher, it watches the pre, let it be called in the orlo. Hello, I'm a rabbi, not you say. Hey, chiyar min the nasale shame of the pre. When do we say something's called a shamer, watch of the pre? It's bottled to the pre, it's called a pre. Hey, chadisha b'shaz gmar pre. At least on the pre, when the pre gets finished, even though it's only on the tree, but that's when it's finished. Of a high kafris, by this slap tree, this shell around it, leis tibishas gemar pre. When the pre gets finished, even before it gets finished, the outer shell falls off. That's not called a shayna. So the Gemaraini, that's also not true. The Yomer Rav Nachman, Yomer Rav Abahua, hani mischali diola. Mischali means young dates. Trashu mischali means betamri. by date, kikafris b'tla. This mischala means the shell around the date. When a date first grows, it has a hard shell around it. The olam is asiri. Still, you now have enough from it of the first 3 years. Why? The belt is called the shemet, watches the date. The outer shell watches the date. So the first 3 years, you can't have enough from that shell. Now, the shemet peri amis. When does the date still have the shell around it? Heavy bekufra. That's only before it's ripe. Trashi bekufra keshatzmarim ketanim. When the dates are very small, then it has the shell around it. Kaidim bishulim. Before the date starts to get ripe. When the date gets ripe already, the shell falls off it. The shell is only on it when the date is not ripe. And still you see it's called a shamer. So you see a shamer, even though it's only there beginning when the tree starts to grow, still at that time it's called a shamer. So by kafrisin, it's a shamer for the pre. Why is it mutanola? So correlate shamer the pre. And for the Gemara, Rav Nachman, I tell you, sabulok Rav Yosi. Rav Nachman himself, that holds its usher, holds like Rav Yosi. So Drashi, Rav Nachman, sabulok Rav Yosi, the kufra heavy pre. It's really we still hold our svara. That a shomer has to be there when the pre is finished. If it falls off before the pre is finished, it's not called a shomer. I, by tomorrow, will see it's called a shomer even though it falls off before it's ripe. The Torah says, no, he holds like Rabbi Yossi that even a kufra is considered a ripe fruit. It's considered a ripe date already. So since the shomer is there when it's ripe, that's why it's chayv and orla. The Tanan, Rabbi Yossi oimer smoder osa mifnei shupri. Smoder means a very unripe grape. Even though it's very small, he or still it's osir because it's called a pre. What are you talking about, Rashi? Smod osir anovim kivon shenofol aprach. As soon as the grape, the flower fell off it, the chol gagra nearer, it's nearer the whole ball is nearer. Latz mekori smoder. Hakom Rav Yosi kivon shebol achlaf smoder. As soon as the grape comes that size that you can tell it's a ball, it's a grape. Kori pre v'yosim mishemola. Already it's osir mishemola. It's called a pre. So according to Rabbi Yossi, these dates, when it has the shell around it, it's already called a pre. So therefore, the shomer is called the shomer of a finished pre. Mashenkin, by kafrisin, it's not a finished pre yet. So the Gemara, pligi Rabbanan alei, and Rabbanan dingzach on Rabbi Yossi. So I hold that Rabbanan, like the Rabbanan talk, it's not called the shomer, because it's not called a pre yet. So by us, by kafrisin, it's also good. The kafrisin falls off the avyonis before it gets ripe. So since it's not on it, when it's ripe, it's not called a shomer. But the Gemara, no, it's also not true. Maskev lara simi men adoi, ovishar ilani mi pligi, is there a machlekes by other trees. Exactly when is a fruit called a fruit? There's no machlekes there. Mi pligi rabon nolei, the rabon dinzach on yabyesi, means by shar peres, everybody's maskim. As soon as you could tell it looks like a fruit, it's called a fruit. So who are here by kafrisin then, it's also called the fruit. It should be called the shayim of the pre, it should be yosef. The yotanan, may aimothai and kreitzin at the ilonis b'shriyas. Halacha shriyas, the seventh year, the peris have the kedusha on it, that you're not allowed to ruin the peris. Peris says, lo'ochlo v'loy lehefsit. Fruit that grow on shriyas, you're not allowed to throw away. You have to eat them. So if you have a tree that's growing on shriyas, you're not allowed to chop down the tree. When? When the peris are on it. Before the peris grow, you're allowed to chop down the tree. So Toys there's the kasha it's about tashkis. But Toys says it's talking about a tree that the wood is worth more than the peris. It doesn't give off that much fruit. The wood of it is worth more than the fruit. So it's about tashkis, you're allowed to chop down the tree because the wood is worth more. But now if it's on shriya and there are peris on the tree already, you're not allowed to be mafsid the peris, so you're not allowed to chop down the tree. Now when are the fruits called the fruit of shriya? All the trees, as soon as it gives off a ball that you can see it looks like a fruit, that's already has kedusha shriyas, and not allowed to be mavatal the tree anymore. Beishil loyim it depends. Hacharuvim by boksa mishia shorshu. Has to have a little more of a form, look like a boksa. Trashim mishiruvim, kimin shashorish, shachruvim. Has to look like a boksa already. Beagafanim by grapes, mishia yigro. That's a little bit of bigger size than smodim. We'll soon see. Smoder we had before is the smallest size of the grape. This is the biggest size of the grape. We'll soon see how big it is. V'yazesim by olives, mishinitsu. It's a bigger shear also. Drashi, mishigodl hanets sovu. Means when it has this shell around the olive, that's when it's called a pre. Vashenkin, shar korlonos, but all other fruit trees, when are the fruits called a fruit? Mishiyatsiyu. as soon as the fruit comes out, it's called a pre-urin. Now, the Yomer Ravasi, Ravasi explained, what's this shear of a gefanim? By grapes, it says mishigro. What's the shear mishigro? So Ravasi, who boiser? That's the size of a boiser. That's a bigger size of a grape than a smother. Who gerua? That's the same shear of a gerua that we have in our Mishnah. Who pul alovin? That's the size of this bean of a pul alovin. For the Gemara, pul alovin, who's talking about beans? Who's talking about grapes? Ela'ema shiurak pul alovin. It means when the grape gets the size of this bean, that's when it's called a pre. But our core point of this is called what? Boiser, which is bigger than smother. Now, man shamet le diyama boiser in. Smother loy, who's this Tana, this Mishnah, that says the grapes have to be a bigger size? It has to be the size of a boiser, which is the size of this bean, and it's not enough the smaller grape of a smother. L'chur rabbonin. This goes according to rabbonin. Because according to Rabbi Yosi, we had before, he holds the grape is even called the grape by smother. That's a very small shear. Here it says at least it has to be the size of mishigro, which is boiser, which is the biggest size. So this is the rabbanon of Rabbi Yosi. So you see the rabbanon that dings of Rabbi Yosi and says that a smother, the small grape, is not called fruit. Uketani, they themselves hold that shar korlonis mishiyatziyu. But Hashenkin, all other fruit trees, as soon as the fruit comes off the tree, the fruit is called the fruit. So Bazoi, what do you see? That all fruits, by all trees, as soon as the fruit looks like a fruit, it's called a pre. So a backshra by slaf now our tree, this evyonis, this fruit, avada, looks like a fruit already. So how could you say the kleeper around it, the kafrisin, you're allowed to eat an orla, luhur, it's a shame of the pre. What do you want to say? It's not called a pre yet? No, we're saying now pears are called a pre as soon as you can snicker, as soon as you can tell it's a fruit. So these kafris and this shell around the avyanis was on it when they had a shame pre. So since it's shame of the pre, it should be also on our law. So how could we originally say you're allowed to eat the shell, just the fruit itself is threw away? Ella, this is the maskot is a new carrot now. Elo Amarova, hey Chayamin and Devi Shem Alapri. When do we say something that watches the fruit? That's called Tuffle. It's called the pre. Hey Chod the Chishaklis Land the Shemer. If you would peel off the peel, Mayis Peri, the fruit would die. That's called when it's there, even though the fruit is not ripe. It is ripe. Don't make a difference. But calls the amount that Shemer is on it. If you would peel off the Shemer, the fruit would die. That's called like tuffle to the fruit. It's called part of the fruit, and it's called tree. Of a hocha mashenkein by its slat by this tevyoinis that the shell around it kishaklesle. Even if you peel off this kafritz and peel off the peel, no mayis peri. Here the tevyoinis can live without the shomer. Therefore, it's not called the shomer. That's why even in orlo you're allowed to eat the peels around it, because these peels like don't really protect the fruit. Even if you take off the peel, still the fruit would live. So the more heavy you'll do is a mice like that. V'shaklu l'neitz rimoina. They took off the peel around the pomegranate. V'yavish rimoina. And the pomegranate dried up. It died. That's right. That's called a good shame of the pre. Such a shame, such a peel around it is mechuyev and orla. You're not allowed to eat the first 3 years. V'ashen kein. Shaklu v'yavish. V'yavish rimoina. And the rima and the pomegranate dried up. Another case was the Shaklu Lepircha Dibitusa. They took off this Evyonis. They took off the Kafrisin. It's the shell around the Evyonis. V'yikayim Bitusa. And still stood a long time yet. Still lived. So that's how you say. That's why he was mata by Kafrisin. Because Kafrisin, such a shamer, even if you pull it off, the pre is not mate. That's not called the shame of the pre. Therefore, it's not called a tree. So that's the way Rabbi Yehuda Marav held. That by Orla and Chutzloritz, if you have the slap tree, the only thing you have to throw away is just the Ika pre itself. But the Shema, the peel around it, this peel you're allowed to eat. Why? Because this peel, even if you take it off, the pre is not made. So that's not called the Shema of the pre. But Kol Ponim now, it's Magayet to us, what do we do with Hilchus Brachas though? You see, according to Rabbi Yehuda and Shmuel, they pass on that Hilchus Orla, the shell around it is not called a pre. That's why it's Amachuiv and Orla. The chur before we pass the nukhas brachas, you make a bar priate on the shell around it. The chur now you don't make it. So the Gemara says the hilchas saw kama baravashi. We talk a pasuk kama baravashi. The what the zorak esav yonis. The only thing he threw away was the ikka fruit itself of the yochla sakafrisin. But he ate the peel around it.
has the peel around the avyonis is not called the fruit. Has not been olor on it. Since for hilchus olor, it's not called the fruit. His legabe brachas nami la teirininum. Because brachas also you don't make a bar priyets anymore. Lemavachin and alay bar priyets and a bar priyadoma. You don't make a bar priyets anymore. Only a bar priyadoma. It is not called a chelak adika pri. It's called like a tofel. Therefore, since it's amachiv and erlo, you only make a bar priyadoma. And that's the loch like that we only make a bar priyadoma. So it's magay a little bit. There's a big shaila about orange peels. If you want to eat orange peels. Because even if you soak it in sugar and make it edible, it's a big shal what bracha to make. As Zuchmid, there are three sheets what bracha. Some say you make a bar pri hadama, like it says here. And some say no, orange peels are even better. There it's mamish called the shame of the pri. So there you would make a bar pri eight. And some say no, since it's not so edible, so swar you're going to make a shakal near the bari. So the mice tells the sort of bracha's lucky you're going to make a shakal. If you'd ever go, just eat the orange peels without the orange itself. But sheet, if you make a bar pri eight on the orange itself, and you eat some of the peel, about that's a topple to the orange, you eat with that bracha. But if you just go to eat the peels, that's the shal exactly what bracha you have to make on the peel. So that's the maskon here. So what? That the kafrisin, this type of a fruit, only the fruit itself is called a pri, but the shell is only a bar pri adam. So the mora pil poli. All right, we'll stop here.